Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. On to the book bag to see what we find there and what's in your book bag.
Well, we've got a recommendation this time from Diane Stokeld. It's Thomas Cahill's new book in his Hinges of History series, Volume 6 this is, called Heretics and Heroes, and the subtitle is How Renaissance Artists and Reformation Priests Created Our World. And again, it's a study of that huge explosion of learning and that we call the Renaissance. We realize that during the Renaissance, humans discovered whole new continents and whole new people that they had no idea existed. And think of what that must have done. I like Cahill. A lot of you have probably read The Gifts of the Jews or How the Irish Saved Civilization. And I like Cahill because he's one of those guys that history hinges on one little act, and all of a sudden, life goes in a new direction, rather than developing slowly, step by step. In Gifts of the Jews, for instance, Cahill says that the most important sentence in the Bible is the minute after God tells Abraham to pick up everything and go to a new land, which is really the beginning of history, chronological history, not the cyclical history that the world before that believed. And Cahill said the important line is, and Abram went. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't have gone, we wouldn't be here. And the same thing is true here. Had it not been for a few reformers in the Reformation and Renaissance artists that suddenly saw new perspectives, the world, you know, we know today would not have existed.
That's true in lives, too.
Well, I think it is.
Yeah, I think when I think back, you know, wonder how did I wind up here, or how did I start doing this, or why did I do that? And it turns out just something small, a little change, something someone said, an influence that I was suddenly aware of. I admired a priest and wanted to live his life, and so that was the push, really, that got me into seminary. And just a little thing can change, and I've seen that happen.
Well, and that's true with evolution, too. Evolution, it turns out, doesn't progress slowly, minute by minute by minute. There are huge catastrophes that almost totally wipe out all life, and that there's a whole new explosion of new life forms, and evolution goes in a new direction.
Yeah, and apparently just the random business of mutations goes on all the time. And occasionally something happens, a change in hair color or the surface of a skin or something, and it catches, so to speak. And for some reason or other, the natural selection people would say, because it enhances life somehow or other, the creature has an extra advantage that gives it a leg up on others, and all of a sudden that little change spreads throughout the world. Fascinating stuff. And you're right.
Well, Cahill is a good writer. He's hard to put down.
Yeah, what makes a good writer, Roald? How do you
do
that?
Well, he tells a good story, and he does his research. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. It probably is way too general for a professional historian, but I'm not a professional historian either, and I am a sucker for these hinges of history.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, somebody makes one little gesture, and the whole world changes.
Oh, yes. That is fascinating, and Cahill's books, as you say, are fascinating. But what fascinates me is how fast the time runs out on this program. It's time for us to head on out. Thank you very much for tuning in today with our interview with Jill Esbaum. We'll be back next week, and we hope you will, too, for the next edition of Spectrum. I'm Don Wooten for Roald Tweet. Have a nice weekend.